You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
All right, so today we're really diving into a mystery that's both captivating and really unsettling. The death in Kim Porter.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know her as Diddy's ex.
Right.
And while officially her death was ruled as pneumonia, some pretty shocking claims have come to light. And I know you're going to find this really interesting.
Yeah.
We're looking at two sources today. One is an article from 5blackman.com written by Al B.
Yeah.
Sure, you know, yeah. Kim Porter's ex and father of her son, Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
And then our other source is an article from International Business Times about some really shocking things revealed in Porter's own unreleased memoir.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's start with that Al B. Shore piece, because his perspective is really important here, right? This isn't just an ex speaking out.
Right.
He and Kim were close even after their romantic relationship ended, you know, co-parenting Quincy.
Yeah.
And he really paints this picture of Kim as someone who was like a force, super intelligent, really driven, like really on the edge of something big.
Right.
Which makes his accusations even more intense. You know,
it's true. And these aren't just the words of like a bitter ex or something, you know, she's so clearly speaking from this place of like really deep personal loss, but also this deep love for Kim.
Yeah.
And I think it just kind of reminds us that with sudden deaths, especially high profile ones, people really start to search for answers, you know, trying to make sense of something that just feels impossible to understand.
Yeah.
We crave explanations, you know, and especially when the official story feels like it's missing something.
Right. And that's where Schur's most shocking accusation comes in. He claims that Diddy was directly involved in Kim's death, saying that he silenced her so she couldn't reveal these really dark secrets about the music industry,
mm-hmm.
specifically about sex trafficking.
Wow.
Yeah, and what's really interesting here is that this isn't even the first time that Diddy has been accused of something like this.
Really?
Yeah, remember Cassie Ventura, another one of his exes?
Mm-hmm.
She made very similar claims, saying that Diddy was involved in some shady stuff and that he used his power and influence to keep people quiet.
Wow, it's so interesting that you bring her up.
I know.
Because, you know, it just makes you wonder, are we seeing a pattern of behavior here? Like, is this a powerful figure who's using everything at his disposal to protect himself and his image?
Right. Like, this is two different women, both romantically linked to Diddy, both making these accusations. It can't just be a coincidence.
No, it really makes you think. And, you know, it also raises some serious legal questions, too.
Absolutely.
Because if these accusations are true, we're not just talking about infidelity or bad breakups. Like, this is potentially criminal activity we're talking about.
Right.
This is potentially a massive abuse of power, you know?
Exactly.
And that's a really big deal.
Huge, yeah.
Yeah.
And it gets even more complicated when we look at our second source today.
Okay.
Which is this article about Kim Porter's unreleased memoir. It's called Kim's Lost Words.
Wow.
And it's almost like she's, you know, speaking from beyond the grave.
Right.
And what she reveals in the book is even more unsettling.
Yeah, these posthumous accounts are always so tricky. Because on the one hand, you have this perspective that's raw and unfiltered, something that wasn't shared when the person was still alive, you know?
Right.
But it's so hard to actually prove anything, to know what's true and what's, I don't know, maybe exaggerated or completely made up.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just really hard to tell sometimes.
And we don't have the actual book.
Right.
But this article from International Business Times, they lay out some pretty serious accusations.
Oh, okay.
Saying that Porter's book goes into really specific detail about Diddy's alleged relationships with underage boys.
Oh, wow.
Even claiming that she had videos to prove it.
See, that's where it crosses the line, you know? It goes from being like, you know, juicy gossip to possibly criminal.
Totally.
Because now you're involving minors, and that adds a whole other layer of, you know, legal and ethical issues.
Yeah. I mean, if those videos exist, what's on them and how Porter got them, that's huge.
Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing, you know? Like, this isn't just about Diddy's personal life anymore. It's about potential abuse and exploitation.
Exactly.
And then the article mentions this, like, chilling detail.
Okay.
About Kim's alleged final memoir entry, you know, written right before she died.
Hmm.
And she just writes, "He got me."
Oh, wow.
It's really creepy.
I get chills just hearing that, you know, especially considering the timing.
I know.
But I mean, we can't jump to conclusions based on just three words. But you have to wonder, Was Kim about to expose something much bigger? Did she fear for her safety?
Right.
Like, those are serious questions.
And if that's the case, like, doesn't that just change how we see her death?
The pneumonia, which is awful no matter what, but at such a young age, it now just feels, I don't know,
yeah,
like maybe too convenient.
I totally agree. It definitely makes you question the official story, especially when you think about the power dynamics here.
Yeah.
I mean, Diddy's a huge name. He's got money. He's got influence.
It makes you wonder who benefits from Kim Porter's death being, you know, wrapped up so quickly and quietly. It's a lot to process,
yeah,
right? We have LB Herr saying Diddy silenced Kim to cover up potentially sex trafficking. Mm. And then there's her memoir with these allegations about underage boys.
Right.
And that final message, he got me.
Yeah.
It just sends chills down your spine.
It really does. It feels like something out of a movie or something.
Totally. But this is real life we're talking about.
With real people.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, what do you think? Like, what stands out most to you from all of this?
Honestly, I think what's most important here is that we look at all of this with a critical eye, you know? It's easy to get caught up in all the drama, especially with someone like Diddy, who's constantly in the spotlight.
Oh, for sure.
But we can't forget that at the end of the day, these are just accusations.
Right.
And everyone deserves to be treated fairly until proven guilty, you know?
You're absolutely right. We can't jump to conclusions.
Exactly.
But I mean, we can look at the information we have and ask some hard questions.
Absolutely. Like, for example, if her memoir is as explosive as this article makes it seem,
right,
where is it?
Exactly.
Who has it?
And what about those videos?
Were they ever investigated?
Right.
Like, those missing pieces are crucial here, because without concrete proof, it's all just speculation.
Right.
And speculation can turn into rumors and misinformation really quickly.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I think that's one of the biggest takeaways from all of this.
What's that?
The importance of thinking critically about what we see and hear, especially now when there's so much information constantly being thrown at us.
So true. It's so easy to just fall down these rabbit holes of information.
Right. But it's our responsibility to be careful and to question what we're consuming.
And that brings us to, like, the heart of this whole story.
What's that?
The question that, even if none of these accusations are true, we still have to ask ourselves.
What's that?
If Kim Porter was silenced, if someone so full of life could just be silenced like that, what does that say about the music industry? What does it say about the lengths that some people, some very powerful people, will go to protect themselves and their image?
It's a chilling thought, and I think it forces us to really confront the dark side of fame and fortune.
Totally.
This whole case, no matter how it turns out, is just this stark reminder that power can be really dangerous, especially when it's left unchecked.
Really well said. And on that note, I want to thank you all for joining us for this deep dive into the mysterious death of Kim Porter.
Of course.
We may never have all the answers,
right,
but I hope this conversation encourages you to keep asking those tough questions. Keep searching for the truth.
Yes.
And never underestimate the power of a voice, mm-hmm, even one that's been silenced.
Well said.
Thank you all so much for listening.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.